the DeKalb Police Department has not been as racially diverse as Chief Gene Lowry likes. He would love to say he's diversified his department since he's been the chief. He says officers want to know what about their culture is in the community.
So we have added two police officers of color. We've added some female police officers as well. One of our tentative hires coming up this fall when we have an opening coming up is another African-American police officer. You have to do it as your department allows you to through attrition, retirement, resignation, whatever, termination, if the case may be, and take that opportunity to advocate for building a department that's more representative of the community. So we're well on our way to doing that. I'm proud of what we've done so far, but we've got a long way to go.
Some residents may feel DeKalb's police department might be adding officers of color to their department because it makes them look good.
It kind of makes me feel bad that that perception's out there because my heart's in the right place. I know that it's important for me to have a racially diverse community, not for the sake of I need to do it to look good. I need to do it to serve this community. I need to do that to make this community safer, to enhance the quality of life, to lower crime. That's why I need to do that. I find that argument quite offensive. And I think if anyone got the time to know how I am or the way I approach things, they would know that that's not true.
Statistics show there have been no excessive force complaints or any allegations against his officers, except one.
In 2014, we handled over 44,000 events and over 19,000 911 calls. So when you look at that number of police contacts and how often police contacts can go wrong, and we're not getting those complaints, I think that's pretty good.